heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم In this program, we talk about various dimensions of the biography of Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم السيرة of Rasul عليه الصلاة والتسليم and we try to learn some pearls of knowledge and wisdom so that we can also follow the best role model. We can also mirror the best صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Respected viewers, today inshallah عز وجل a very beautiful aspect of the life of Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم which is to do with forbearance, حلم of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم not only of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم حلم of أنبياء كرام and those they followed سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم who did mirror the best عليه الصلاة والتسليم. Be with us from start till end, inshallah عز وجل, in the light of Quran and Hadith, in the light of the seed of Rasul عليه الصلاة والتسليم, there is so much to gain and learn from today's episode. But let me explain to you, this program has got a few segments, inshallah عز وجل, in which we discuss the Rasul عليه الصلاة والتسليم as the best role model, and we also see Sahaba Ikram, Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people from the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasleem, how did they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Their accounts are shared for our motivation and for our learning. And respected viewers, it's always a good reminder that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. By Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah gives us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions as it is the part of Hadith. Innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Absolutely, our actions are based upon our intentions. I make this intention. I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from beginning till end. You remember what you learn, act upon, and pass the knowledge on to others, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's take the first segment in our program, which is role model moments. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, Sahabi Rasul, Hazrat Munib Azdi, radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, before accepting Islam, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that people were gathered around him, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was saying, O people, say la ilaha illallah, you will get salvation. Now Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was saying this. Instead of acting upon what was said or reflecting upon what was being said, right? The people, they were being oppressive and they were doing oppression upon Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ma'ad Allah, someone would put soil upon Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and someone would verbally abuse. Until afternoon, this continued. When people went dispersed, I saw a woman who brought a big bowl of water with her. And she presented that water in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam so that he alayhi salatu salam would wash the blessed face. Allahu Akbar. And my dear respected viewers, when I asked from those people who were there about that woman, who she was, so they said that she is the daughter of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Zainab. Now, an account which is similar to this is also narrated by Haris bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala an. And in that narration, this is also added and mentioned that when people dispersed Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came crying and she had in her hand a bowl of water and handkerchief. She presented that to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam tasneem, drank water and performed wudu. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam raised the blessed hand, blessed head, and looked at Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, "Daughter, never get fearful. These people will never be dominant over your father." Allahu Akbar. Koi gali sunata tha, koi patthar uthata tha, koi tawheed pe hasta tha, koi muh chirata tha, magar wo manda'e hilmu safa khamosh rehta tha, duae khair karta tha, jafao zulm sehta tha. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad. Kafiron ke sitam has ke sehte rahe, phir bhi har aan haq baat kehte rahe, kitni mehnat se ki tumne tablighe deen, tum pe har dam karodo durudo salam. Respected viewers, the blessed seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and this, as in this seerah, this beautiful dimension which we're today discussing about hilm, about being gentle, soft, kind, possessing this tolerance in one's personality. Allahu Akbar. This is something we are discussing. And this is Badarjai Atam. Allahu Akbar. In the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful trait, this beautiful attribute seems to be at its climax when it comes to the being of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And there were many, many hardships they were faced by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And facing hardships, trials and tribulations in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is sunnah of Anbiya Kiram, and it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, in case we give someone invitation towards righteousness, we invite someone towards salah or invite them towards goodness, and we forbid them from evil, and we face some sort of a hurdle or kind of, you see, objection from the other end, so we should also be tolerant. We should also have hilm. We should also have forbearance in our personality. We should not react in a negative way. Rather, we should remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's seerah, inshaAllah azza wa jal. It will help us to be patient. No doubt, it is sunnah to face hardships in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then being tolerant, showing tolerance is also sunnah. Allahu Akbar. And on top of that, continuing the message, continuing the work, okay, continuing propagating the message, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after facing such severe hardships, this is also sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnati aam kare, deen ka hum kaam kare, nek ho jaye musalman, madine wale. Respected viewers, did you listen an account from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? And we learn very important fact here, the point, the itminan, the peace and tranquility in the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what we find, and the positive approach we find here, right? The positive intent we find in the zat of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the hope, what he alayhi salatu wa tasneem possesses, okay, and this yaqeen, he alayhi salatu wa tasneem has, that a day will come when Islam will become dominant, when these people will accept Islam, when they will turn towards righteousness, towards right beliefs, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will believe in my prophethood. The time will come, believe in the true religion of Islam. Now this is the yaqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam He possesses people are gathered around Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim is giving them da'wah, is inviting them towards righteousness, making them understand, calling them towards Jannah. But the people in front of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim, they are being imprudent. They are verbally abusing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They are talking ill. Allahu Akbar. This is their behavior. And then, what is the blessed character of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Right? When the princess, Sayyida Bibi Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala, and her, she comes in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim informs her that, daughter, do not be afraid, because these people will not become dominant over your father. So, in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing the results and result. He knows the time will come when these trials and tribulations will diminish. They will finish, right? Rahat, peace and tranquility will prevail. The day will come when the people will have La ilaha illallah upon their tongues and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon their tongues. And they will sacrifice even their lives for Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And yes, history saw that day too. Agar che log aaj Islam par iman hi late, khudae paak ke daaman wahdat mein nahi aate, magar nasle zarur unki ise pehchan jayengi, dare tauheed par ek roz aakar sar jhukayengi. This was the yaqeen of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another important point I would like to share with you. You know, when a person is facing trials and tribulations, hardships, like for example, if he gets lost in any business, okay, or any business deal which was very sound, it doesn't get mature, robbers rob, thieves they steal, or they don't get success in any sort of work they are doing. Maybe someone gets failed in exam. So what happens, respective viewers, to people? They have grief. So other people, they come and they comfort them. They motivate them. It doesn't matter. This is not end of life. Be patient. Try it again. Okay. And inshallah, Allah will help. And day will come. Okay. Everything will be better. That's how other people come and comfort the one who is grieved, the one who is in tension, who is in problem, who faced these issues. But look at, here is opposite. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced severe kind of hardships. A very worst behavior, what you can expect from someone. A very bad attitude and conduct from the opponent and people whom he was giving da'wah and that was haq and truth. Instead of someone coming and comforting Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is comforting his own daughter. Dear daughter, do not have fear. Don't be scared. These people will not be dominant over your father. A day will come when Islam will have its uruj, will have its peak. And these people will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will accept the true religion of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now this is the itminan and sukoon, peace and tranquility Yani Sultan Taslim possesses. Unfortunately, what is our condition? We get frustrated. We don't have that kind of level of tolerance. Yes, respected viewers, we need to understand. The fact that everything has its time, prescribed time, and that happens when that time is there. If we know this, then things will be easy. It'll be easy for us to understand certain realities of life. Quran Majeed, Furqan Hamid, it is mentioned in Surah Ra'd, verse number 38. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. For every promise, there is a written term. So this is how it is mentioned in Holy Quran. It is decided which work will happen when. When will it be completed? Allahu Akbar. So sometimes there is a time to get that task completed. But before that, we get frustrated. For example, if our car is standing on a signal, and we know that there's a certain time which will be definitely taken for this signal to get green. But before that, we get frustrated. Right? Allah, we cannot even wait for half a minute or so. Few seconds, if there is any traffic jam, what happens? We get frustrated. People start putting their hands on their horns. They know that they can't do anything. It's all jammed there. Traffic is stand still. No one can do anything. They get frustrated. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of tolerance we possess. And respect viewers, now, sometimes it also happens that when we get ill, we start uttering sentences of such kind, which are full of ungratefulness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Why did I get this disease? Why got inflicted with this disease? And complaints are upon our tongues. But definitely, a disease, sometimes it takes its time to heal. But before that healing time, we get frustration. We start being ungrateful. You know, nashukri, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, if you would like to study, you know, you go to primary school, then secondary, then you go to college, then you go to university. You cannot get a degree straight away, can you? There's a time frame. Everything has got its own pace and time. But we get frustrated earlier. And this is one of those reasons we get impatient. We don't have tolerance. We lose our temper. And we end up having depression. We end up having tensions, issues in our lives. And so many other relevant issues, related issues, we start facing for no reason. Because we are not patient. Because we are not having the level of tolerance one should possess. Now, if we look at certain examples, then we will understand. And if we know that the time frame, what it needs to take for any work to be completed, that has to take. We need to wait for that. This is a very beautiful hadith I would like to share with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, أَفْضَلُ الْعِبَادَةِ إِنْتِظَارُ الْفَرْجِ SubhanAllah. Meaning, waiting for the moment of ease is afdal ibadah, is excellent form of worship. Waiting for the time of ease, waiting for ease, it's one of the best forms of ibadah. Allahu Akbar. Excellent ibadah mentioned. SubhanAllah. Signal is red. So we should be patient. Inshallah, we'll do sabr, we'll get reward. If we faced poverty, destitution, do sabr. You'll get reward. A time will come, inshallah, you will get over. And then, if you get ill, do sabr. Inshallah, you'll get cured one day. You will get reward for sabr also. And if you got failed in your exam, try again. Work hard, inshallah. You'll get passed one day. You'll get reward for being patient also. If the circumstances are not in your hand, you cannot control them. But yet wait for a good time. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inshallah. There is ease after every hardship. A time will come when you will have better time, better circumstances. Insha'Allahu al-Kareem. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The state of a believer is ajeeb. Allahu Akbar. It is strange. It is mentioned that the state of a believer is strange. His every matter is based on total khair and goodness. How? When he gets happiness, then he does shukr and earns reward. When faces any calamity, problem, then he does sabr. He becomes patient. He gets reward. So win-win situation. If we have got any ni'mah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do shukr, we get reward. If we have any problem, issue, and it is also from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then showing your tolerance, doing sabr, being patient, inshallah, you earn reward. So in both cases, how beautifully this is mentioned in a hadith, Allahu Akbar. Respect viewers, it is also mentioned the same concept or similar kind of concept in a couplet in Punjabi language. There's a couplet. It says, Chup re sain ta moti mil sain. चुप रह सैन ता मोती मिल सन सब्र करें ता हीरे पागल मांगो रौला पावे ना मोती ना हीरे। अल्लाह, इफ यू क्वाइटली डू सब्र, इफ यू आर पेशेंट upon calamities, issues, problems, hardships you face in your life, inshallah al-kareem, you will get reward. And one day you'll get in'am also. You'll get reward also. But if you are impatient, what will happen? The time hardship has to take, or problem has to take, it will take anyway. But you will lose the reward of being patient. You won't get no reward, no in'am. And the hadith, what we just heard, أَفْضَلُ الْعِبَادَةِ إِنْفِضَارُ الْفَرْجِ, meaning waiting for the moment of ease, or waiting for the ease, it is excellent worship, form of worship. Now the question is, why this intidar, this wait, has been classed as أَفْضَل worship, excellent form of worship? Why it has been said this? Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has written a very beautiful point in this regard. He says, the person who does sabr and with tranquility of his heart, he waits for that moment of ease, subhanallah. So what actually he is doing practically, he doesn't have his eyesight on the asbab, the means. Rather, he focuses on musabbibul asbab, the one who creates the means, subhanallah, which is Rabbi Rahman Azza wa Jal. So this act that you remove your focus and attention from asbab, the means, and you start focusing on musabbibul asbab, the one who creates the means, Allahu Akbar, the one who makes things easy, the one who will get us out of those problems. When a person starts focusing on Rabb Azza wa Jal, then this is the sign of a kamil iman. This is the sign of a perfect belief. Hence it is said, Allahu Akbar, with sabr, tahammul, with forbearance, with peace and tranquility, with sukoon, when you wait for the moment of ease, this is afdal ibadah. This is excellent form of worship, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madinah, we learned that the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam guides us, teaches us that we need to be tolerant. We need to show patience whenever we face any hardships. And the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, on various occasions we can learn about his forbearance, about his patience. Allahu Akbar. It is full of hilm. Inshallah, we'll talk about it. But now let's include another segment, which is follow and revive. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respectivists, in this segment, we discuss the accounts of Awliya Allah, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt. And we see that how did these pious predecessors did mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, did follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a best role model. Hazrat Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she was a very great saint of her time. And she had reached to next level in Vilayat. All of a sudden, once a brick came and hit her head. And due to this accident, she got bleeding. Now, if this happens to us, so the people, they start screaming, crying, start complaining, and they start uttering such voices. It's ooh, ah, ouch, or, you know, the expression of pain in different ways that is expressed in simple words, if you just say. But look at the relationship which she had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How strong was that? Hazrat Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha got hit with a brick on her head. right? And the hand is bleeding, but she did not react in any negative manner or way. Someone asked the reason. Did you not get hurt? Don't you have any pain? She said, this brick fell on me. It was the, subhanAllah, will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It did happen through the will of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. And falling of this brick is an evidence that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is regarding me. Allahu Akbar. And I was so happy that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is regarding me for this very fact. I was so happy. Out of that happiness, I forgot the pain. Allahu Akbar. My attention did not go towards the pain because I was overjoyed with this fact that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is regarding me. This is the level of thinking of awliya Allah. If my Rabb Azza wa Jal is pleased with this fact that I should be tested, then I am not in need of any comfort. Allahu Akbar. I am pleased upon the pleasure of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. This is the way of thinking of awliya Allah. Subhanallah. So we learn that if we face any problem, any issue, any pain, any distress, any discomfort, poverty, disease, then we should remain focused upon Musabbibul Asbab. Our focus should be towards our Rabb Azza wa Jal, our Creator, who is the one can remove all sorts of problems, issues, calamities, diseases. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will start enjoying your life more. Because you will be pleased upon the fact Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's pleasure is preferred and is more important. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and he is Sahabi Rasul, and he was a special servant of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says that 10 years I remained at the service of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And on all them years, not even a single time Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, oh Anas, why did you not do that work? Nor said, why did you do that work? There are two cases. Why did you not do or why did you do that? So this was not said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For 10 odd years, I was at the service of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further he says, if any loss happened through me, for example, if any cup or plate was broken, then if someone would scold me or say me something, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, leave him. فَإِنَّهُ لَوْ قُضِيَ شَيْءٌ لَكَانَ. If anything else was destined, that would have happened. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. This is so much to learn from this very fact, respected viewers. On these small issues, we start fighting. Households start fighting. People start fighting. Quarrels happen. If a child is bringing a plate or a glass, it gets broken. So the parents start shouting. Elders, they start scolding, loudly screaming. Allahu Akbar. It's a mistake. And due to some reason, if the tea is spilled over someone's clothes, they start screaming and shouting. Can't you see? Are you blind or something? Allahu Akbar. Very, very severe sentences are exchanged. And because of that, whole function gets disturbed. Any gathering or mafil that gets destroyed. And all that moment of happiness turns into unpleasant moments, you can call it. If the wife, she made any mistake, salt was more, or spices were a bit more, then we start behaving in a way we should not be. Probably you know better what happens in households. On these small things, we lose temper. We don't have tolerance. We don't have patience. And because of that, the fight initiates. People start quarreling. If we are walking, the shoulder of someone gets touched with our shoulder by mistake. They did not focus And then we start fighting. So some people, they start doing this. Allahu Akbar. If any small accident happens, people, they come out of their cars and start abusing verbally. And some people, they start fighting. Allahu Akbar. Again, we lose temperament. And this is the collision of the level of tolerance in this day and age people they have. If we have this mindset, and we have got yaqeen upon the taqdeer, then inshallah azza wa jal, things will be easy. Nothing happens without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even a leaf cannot move without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have got this mindset, then all these issues, small issues, they will not give us pain or distress or discomfort. We'll say, okay, whatever had happened, there was a reason. Happened by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll get better alternative. Allah will give us better things, inshallah. We should be tolerant. Doesn't matter. Try next time, avoid these mistakes. Learn from them and avoid next time, inshallah. Pray the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala protect us from issues and problems what we are facing. Try to be positive. And try to be pleased upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Happiness is from Allah. Discomfort sometimes or test is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never know. That's for our betterment. Apparently, it looks like a tough time for us, uneasy time for us, hardship for us. But we never know blessing in disguise. We never know what is hidden behind that. And if we are patient and if we are tolerant, if we do sabr, then inshallah, azza wa jal, later on we'll realize that was the test, or that was for our betterment, or that was for our learning, or that was for our own ease and good. Yes, respect you, we will realize respect. Because our knowledge is restricted. We can see whatever we can see. We can see within a limit. Our vision is restricted, our knowledge is restricted. Let me explain you this with very beautiful account. Ulama, they have written this, and they mention this for our understanding. Sometimes with waqi'at and accounts, insan, he learns easily. There was a person who was going for hunting. He had a bird with him, an eagle, and he used to go for hunting with that eagle with him. So that eagle was very dear to him. He had kept it very close to him, he raised. And now he went out, he had some stock of food and water, and he left, he had a gun with him and the eagle. He went to jungle and he was trying to just hunt for maybe birds or something. And then he lost the way. Meanwhile, he lost the way. He couldn't find how to get back. It took him so long. He was so much thirsty. All the water stock he had that got finished. Now, instead of thinking to get back to home and find a way, okay, he was fighting for water to save his life. He was looking if I could just get some water so I could get some strength and then I can go back. Now he started searching for water. All of a sudden he saw there was a small hill, mountain, and there was a water dripping down. That was very small amount of water dripping down. He walked all the way down to that mountain, and finally he reached there. After reaching, he saw that in drops the water was falling down. And he put his bowl, the container he had, and underneath that dripping water, and he waited for the water to be filled so that he could drink. So now the bowl of water container was down and the water was coming from the top, and that eagle which was flying with him was sitting right at the top of that hill. As soon as the water got filled, he took that water and was about to drink. The eagle came and put its feet on top of that container or bowl, and he did not let the owner drink water, and all the water was spilled on the ground. He was very furious. He was not happy because he waited for long to drink water. But anyway, he ignored. He showed some sort of patience. He put that container again underneath that water and then waited to be filled. Finally, he got that, and again he wanted to drink. Second time, the eagle came, and he threw all the water on the ground again. This time, he was a bit out of patience. Again, he lost his temperament, but he controlled. When third time, same thing happened, he couldn't control. And his eagle was sitting right on top of that hill, and he shot, killed the eagle. You know, when you're angry, when you're furious, outrage, then you do not realize what you have done. Later you understand, oh, I've made a mistake. I shouldn't have done this. He forgot drinking water, and he rushed towards the eagle uphill. When he reached there, he wanted to see if still he's got life or what happened to the eagle. It was too late. It had died. When he just saw on the left side, there was a big snake, a dead snake there. And that dead snake was inside that water, which was dripping down. Allahu Akbar. The snake's mouth open, and probably that eagle was saving his life, whom he killed. Then he started crying. So ulama, they've mentioned this account for our understanding. We can learn pearls of knowledge and wisdom from this very account. They explain that, look, that eagle, his vision was a bit broad. He was on top. He had a sky view. His knowledge was a bit more than the knowledge of that person. And that person who was down the hill, his vision was restricted and his knowledge was restricted. He didn't know that what's happening up there. Probably there's a poison in that water. Probably that could kill me. His knowledge was restricted. His vision was restricted. Whereas the knowledge and vision of that eagle was more than that of owner. So, bila tamseel o bila misal. No example suits best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for our understanding, there's no comparison with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alimun bi dhati sudur, the one who even knows what is in our hearts and our thoughts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge and him being basir, what he can see, we can never even imagine. What he knows, we cannot even imagine. So, respective views of Madani Chan, sometimes it happens that apparently that person who was seeing that water as life, right? This is the point to understand. That person who thought that there is life in this water for me, but actually it was not the case. What apparently, according to his restricted knowledge and vision, what he was perceiving it as life, it was dead. And that's how sometimes in our life it happens. Any hardship, any problem, any calamity, or anything what we are not getting, we make du'as, we ask so many times, we strive for something so much, but we don't get it. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows what is best for us, what is good for us, and when it is good for us. Whether it is good for us or not at all, we don't know. We've got restricted knowledge, we've got restricted vision. As we start being impatient and we do frustration and then we start complaining, we start being ungrateful and nashukri and all sorts of things, they happen. But we don't realize that maybe in that hardship or problem or issue or what I'm not getting, betterment for me, it's goodness for me, it's khair for me. If you understand this, things will be better. Life will be better. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. If we leave our matters upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what better what you can expect? إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, things will be easy, things will be fine, and we will have tranquility in our life. We'll have, inshallah, sukoon in our life. Respective viewers, we learn regarding hilm, right? What is hilm? Forbearance. Let me tell you another beautiful account. Account of our pious predecessors. Account of those they did mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ahnaf bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala an is Taba'i Buzurg. Taba'i is the one who got the suhbat of Sahabi Rasul, companion of Prophet. He was very famous possessing forbearance, حلم. He was passing from somewhere, so someone verbally abused him. Now, if someone abuses us, we reply with 10 times more. But he was tabi'i buzurg. He was, subhanAllah, very pious individual. He did not reply the verbal abuse with verbal abuse. He did not put his attention towards him. And he kept on walking where he was walking. And the person who was verbally abusing, he kept on walking behind him. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was walking ahead and he was following him. His behavior was imprudent and he was being evil and he was talking ill and he was just verbally abusing whatever he could do, he was saying. But he kept quiet. And when he got closer to his tribe, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, alayhi, he stopped and he said to that person, if you've got anything in your heart still left, say whatever you want to say. Because if the people of my tribe will listen to you, they will not be tolerant. And there is a possibility that you may be harmed. So if you would like to abuse or say anything, you can do right now. Before the people of my tribe, they know. Allahu Akbar. When that person heard this, he was ashamed of his act. And he went back. Respected viewers, this is the level of forbearance. This is the level of patience our pious predecessors they had. And they had learned from the seerah of Anbiya Kiram and of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as uswa. If even 10% of what they had, we get it, this society will turn to be an embodiment of peace and tranquility, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And households will become peaceful. We can get sukoon. Now listen, Hazrat Ahnaf bin Qais rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his hilm was what you heard, next level. He was asked that, where did you learn this forbearance, this hilm, this softness, this gentleness, this nature of forgiving others, overlooking their mistakes? Where did you learn this? He said, Hazrat Qais bin Asim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's company, I learned this, who was Sahabi Rasul. He was tabi'i. He said, I learned it from Qais bin Asim radiallahu anhu. He was a great personality of forbearance, hilm. Once, he says, I saw him. He was standing outside his house and people were around him and he was talking to them. All of a sudden, people came and they had a dead body with them, those people who came. And they also had another young person with them who was chained, handcuffed. Allahu Akbar. Now look at the level of his forbearance, his hilm, his pardasht. Hazrat Qais bin Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sahabi rasul. So people, they said, Huzur, this dead body what we have, this is of your son. And this person who is handcuffed, he is your nephew. And your nephew has killed your son. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ahnaf radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Qais bin Asim radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, look at the level of his hilm and his patience, forbearance. He did not get up from his place even. And whatever he was talking to the people, he completed his talk. He was Sahabi Rasul, probably he was giving any dawah or he was explaining any mas'ala or any Islamic ruling, right? That's what we can imagine. So he completed what he was saying and then he got his attention towards his nephew and said, Allahu Akbar. Oh, my nephew, you've done a grave sin. Very big sin has happened. So do repent. Do tawbah. And I have forgiven you. Although you can give diyat to the mother of this son and make her pleased too. Hazrat Ahnaf radiallahu ta'ala says, this account taught me what is forbearance, what is hilm, what is bardasht, what is patience, tolerance. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also show this beautiful attribute of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we get hilm. What is the meaning of hilm? Burdbari, narandili, soft-heartedness, softness, gentleness, forbearance. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that when a person, he becomes angry and then he tries when his effort, he controls his anger, his nafs, right? He suppresses his anger. So this act is called Qazmul Ghayz, controlling the anger. So when you start doing this continuously, do this exercise of controlling your anger every now and then, every now and then, suppress your anger. A time comes when you don't have to put extra effort to control that anger. When you reach to that level, this is called Hilm. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that Hilm is more afdal. In excellence, it is more than if you just control your anger. That condition is more afdal. Allahu Akbar. And Hilm is the evidence and proof of someone's intellect being excellent. So intelligent person, okay, he will have Hilm, he will have tolerance. And further it is mentioned, Hilm is a sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Halim. And when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, and the meaning about of Halim and Hilm, when it will be mentioned for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that would mean that giving respite to the sinners. The quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala being Halim is that He gives respite to the sinners. He gives time to the sinners. He does not seize straight away. How many sins do we do on a daily basis, respectively? How many disobediences we do? Allahu Akbar. If Allah wills, this earth can split open and we can be sunk into this earth. This sky can shower stones instead of rain. If Allah wills, yes, it is possible. Disobedience face can disfigure if Allah wills. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Halim. He possesses Hilm. And He gives us respite. Maybe we do Tawbah. Maybe we turn back to Him. Maybe we come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we repent. He gives us time. As mentioned, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ Surah Kahf, verse number 58. Your Lord is most forgiving, the possessor of mercy. Had He seized them due to their deeds, He would certainly have hastened punishment for them. It is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is a Halim. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also gives us this tolerance, this bardasht, patience, the way He gave to Anbiya Kiram. Anbiya Kiram, they had Hilm, they had forbearance. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, look at Anbiya Kiram and Ibn Ridwan Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. 100 years, he did tabligh, invited people towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people, they did not listen, the majority. Instead, they would tease him. They would put hurdles in front of him. Like some Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, he was put into fire. He did not make dua against the nation then. Look at Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being the best role model, how much he was tortured in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teased in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much hardships he faced in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he had Hilm, he had patience. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we possess this beautiful trait from the seed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in the light of Quran and Hadith, in the seed of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, being the best role model, we learned so much regarding this very dimension of the uswa of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, possessing Hilm, having forbearance, having patience, okay, showing tolerance. May Allah give us tawfiq that we mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the best manner possible. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting, fascinating topic next week, same time, same channel. Keep reciting salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi. وسلم.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.